Welcome to How to Make Your Goals Your Reality, Episode 65 of Co-Creating Peace, a series about conscious communication and conflict transformation. I'm Kathleen Owigon. I'm delighted to have my dear friend Felix Iziomo joining me today from Lagos, Nigeria, to tell us about goal mapping, a dynamic tool that can help us to create our own reality and to co-create peace. But first, the quote for today. Today's quote is by Jace Michael. A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. A plan backed by action makes your dreams come true. Felix Iziomo is the principal consultant at BFlex Consultancy Limited and the founder and executive director of the International Center for Leadership Development, Nigeria. He is the Nigerian coordinator for the International Institute for Global Leadership, where he has formerly served as president, a board member, and as executive secretary. A core member of Next Leaders Initiative for Sustainability Japan, Felix is the African Program Manager for the flagship initiative Four Revolutions, a co-creative ecosystem. Felix is the co-founder of 1 Million Leaders Africa. He's the author of three books, African Leadership 101, Seven Secrets for African Renaissance, The Way Forward, Five Effective Steps to Achieving Your Life Goals, Goal Mapping, Seven Steps to Fulfilling Your Dreams, and a co-author of Creating Your Path Through Leadership, all of which can be found on Amazon. Felix is a certified goal mapping practitioner. To him, goal mapping is not just about mapping well-being, career, relationships, educational or personal goals and achieving them. It is about lifting lives, empowering and inspiring people to become a better person and to achieve their life goals. Felix and I have been friends for many years, working together in support of the International Institute for Global Leadership, of which Felix was one of the earliest graduates. Thank you for joining me today, Felix. I'm so happy you're here to share goal mapping with us.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, Felix. I know that goal mapping has been life-changing for you. For our listeners who may not be familiar with goal mapping, can you tell us a bit about what that is?
Goal mapping is a unique way of setting goals using words and pictures to help stimulate the whole brain thinking. Goal mapping helps an individual to become clear of their conscious mind about what the person wants to achieve, and by sending a command onto the subconscious mind to motivate the person to move towards his or her goal. We have the seven steps of goal mapping. The first one is dream. What do you want to achieve? Then the second step is order. Which goal is of utmost priority? You prioritize your goal, which one is very important. Then the third step is draw. Start creating your goal map using the words and pictures by drawing them. Then the fourth step is why. What is motivating you? What is your emotional purpose? Identify your motivating reasons for setting or mapping the goals. Then the fifth step is when. Over what period of time, when you're setting your goals or you're mapping your goals, you have to have a time bound. Then the sixth step is how. What actions do you need to help you achieve your goals? Then the seventh step, which is the last step, is who. Whose help will you need in achieving your goals?
That's such good information, Felix. I thought those steps were very clear, and I could imagine walking that journey with that planning and those landmarks. So that was very helpful information. Thank you. When is communication important in mapping your goals?
As you may know, communication is also a tool that helps an individual achieve certain goals. So when you map your goal using the right and the left brain worksheets, because in mapping goals, we have two worksheets, the left brain and the right brain worksheets. So this allows ideas and information to flow clearly, both to the person that mapped the goal or someone else that might come across the worksheet of that person mapping the goals. I want to also say that the process of drawing or writing those ideas down helps communication to be goal-oriented.
That makes a lot of sense. And so can an individual map goals without first communicating them?
Yes, this is because of the physical act of writing down or drawing your goals, that's mapping your goals, makes it real tangible. It keeps the goal mapping within yourself. Keeping the goal mapping within yourself is still okay. In the past, I didn't share, I didn't communicate with anyone. It's just for me to have it and visualize it every time. And it's also okay to communicate your goal, the goal you map, with someone you feel can assist you in achieving those goals. Because now there are goals that you've achieved and then you have someone that can help you in the seventh step of mapping goals, whose help you will need. And it's pertinent for you to share your goal mapping with that person so the person will know, okay, how he or she can help you. For example, if it's a company goal or relationship goals, fitness or health goals, of course, you need the help of your boss. You need the help of a fitness instructor. You need the help of your spouse or your partner in terms of relationship goals, you know? So you draw your goals. You make sure that those goals are 100% perfect.
So then if I understand you correctly, one big piece of goal mapping is, of course, to be very, very clear. And it also sounds, if I understand you right, that while we can create these goals within our own mind, build them and strengthen them within ourselves, the act of bringing in other people to help and collaborating with them toward the accomplishment of those goals makes it a more powerful way to manifest those goals. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
And I know that collaboration is so important in everything that we do, really. I think it's hard for human beings to thrive without the collaboration of other human beings, whether that's in goal mapping or communication or conflict resolution. It's very hard to resolve conflict without that collaboration. In coaching people about how to resolve their conflicts, one of the things that I always say to them is the first thing you need to do is define your goal for the outcome of this conversation, for the outcome of this conflict resolution. So I'm wondering, in thinking about that way that I think and that I teach people, and thinking about goal mapping, how can goal mapping help in conflict resolution?
Mapping goals makes it more likely that the parties involved in conflict will find a way to resolve their conflict. The goal of conflict resolution is not to decide which person is right or wrong. It is important to know that the goal of conflict resolution is to reach to a solution that everyone can be happy. For instance, in a company, there's a conflict. So it is good for each party to come to an agreement in order to achieve the stated goals, to put their dispute aside, to see how they can sort it out, because they are looking out to achieve a company goal. So in terms of relationship, you know, where you have couples having conflicts, it is also good for them to, whatever disputes they have, they should put it aside and think about what goals, why they are into the relationships.
I very much appreciate what you were saying. You were speaking my language when you were talking about how important it is to remember that conflict resolution isn't about identifying who's right and who's wrong. That's something I talk about quite a bit in this podcast. And the idea of sharing the goal of resolving the conflict in a way that makes everyone happy. I can see how goal mapping can benefit that. And I'm thinking about that step in the goal mapping, one of the last two steps you mentioned about who can help me with this. In the context of conflict resolution, I could see that among those people that you might have who could help you with this goal of resolving this conflict would be the other person or people involved in that conflict. So right there, that sounds like it's also setting the tone for collaboration in how we resolve the conflict. What should the goal in conflict resolution be when it's mapped appropriately?
Okay, like I say to people, to individuals that I coach and I teach goal mapping, the goal is to have a win-win options for all parties. That is why goal mapping involving all stakeholders in the conflict is important. For example, an ongoing conflict may stand in the way of completing goals, particularly in companies, business relationships. In step four, the goal mapping, which is why in conflict resolution, one has to look at the reasons. Resolving issues at the root can lead to greater efficiency and goal achievement. So this is why it is very important when mapping your goals or when having conflict. Why am I getting myself into this conflict? Why am I doing this? You should think about what is the goal. Have it in your mind, in your right brain, which is the conscious mind, in your right brain. Okay, why am I doing this? Why am I even fighting, having conflict with this person? It's good for us as individuals to have a win-win, no matter what.
Win-win is something that I think is one of the most important goals that we set in conflict resolution. I often talk with people about how to set the goals that they're going to have for the outcome of the conversation and not making that goal a narrow, limited goal, like my goal is for this person to do this, or my goal is for this person to stop doing this, but looking at it from a broader perspective, as you're talking about, my goal for the outcome is that we come up with win-win solutions that make both of us happy. So I would imagine having that be part of a broader goal. But I'm wondering, in thinking about resolving a conflict and using goal mapping, what might be some other goals that a person might consider as they're thinking about, what is my goal for the resolution of this conflict? What are your thoughts on that, Felix?
In terms of resolution now, sometimes when we are in a conflict, we try to see, okay, why am I doing this? Why am I getting into the fight? You know, so when trying to come up with a resolution, you ask yourself, why are you doing this? So think about the need of someone else and then try to see how you can have a win-win with that person and settle whatever dispute you have. I think that's a way we can all have peace. And then, you know, goal mapping is one thing that I know of, that in your mind, you are coming to someone. So you have it in your mind that, okay, maybe you are going to meet someone and you have it that, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. So I think your goal will be, okay, when I get there, I think of how to have win-win, to have peace. If we do that, I think the world will be a better place for everyone. That's what I feel.
I agree with you so much. And yes, win-win solutions need to involve looking at not just what our own needs are and how we can get those needs met, but looking at the needs of others and how can we help them get their needs met in exchange for them helping us get our needs met. So that makes a great deal of sense to me. And yes, wouldn't it be a beautiful world if everybody was as focused on helping other people get their needs met as they are on getting their own needs met. So for example, if everyone were to look for the needs that other people have and say, how could I support them in getting that need met? And even if it weren't in a conflict context, even if it were just looking at one another as fellow human beings and say, I can help you meet that need. Would you be willing to help me meet this need? And if everybody collaborated in that way, I agree, the world would be a much better place. And just imagine what kinds of relationships we would create with one another if that was our focus. I appreciate you bringing that up about those needs.
You know, what you just said is the 6 steps in goal mapping.
Tell me, Felix, I'm curious about some of the ways that you have used goal mapping in your own life. I know that you have been focused on developing yourself as a leader for many, many years. And in the time that I have been your friend and you mine, I have watched you in your growth. I have seen you become this very wise person and have developed your leadership skills in really beautiful ways. And I'm wondering, how did goal mapping play a role in your developing yourself as a leader?
You know, goal mapping is a beautiful tool, I must say, and very, very good technique. In fact, I mapped my first goal in 2010, and I was happy about it. And it's something that I look every time I try to visualize this goal. So since then, I've been teaching young teenagers and youths in Nigeria about mapping their goals. I set goals in different areas of my life: health, career, finance, also my organization goals, what I want to achieve. I set goals, teach young people. I've taught so many teenagers in schools, public schools from low-income families, how to map their goals. I wrote a book in 2020, Goal Mapping, the 7 Simple Steps to Fulfilling Your Dreams. You know, and my goal is to distribute 20,000 copies of this book across Nigeria and also extend to other African countries. And I'm glad that this is helping me to achieve my purpose. And I'm happy to do this. And I'll continue to teach people goal mapping.
Teaching our youth goal mapping sounds like a very direct and powerful way to change the world, because they are our next generation of leaders. And I know that in these difficult times that we live in, many of our young people are lost and wandering, trying to figure out where they belong in the world, how they should live their lives, and what they're going to do with this big mess that the world is in, and that our current generations are leaving them as an inheritance. And I can see how goal mapping could be a profound way to help those youth find their way in the world and find new ways to help benefit humanity and our planet. That's such a powerful gift that you give those youth. That's so inspiring.
Oh, thank you very much. Goal mapping is a technique that I've used for students in schools and secondary schools. I target goal mapping for academic success, teaching teenagers in schools how to pass their West African Examination Council in both senior and junior secondary schools. And over the years, and there's been an impact for them. And some of these students are in higher institutions because of the goal map they're using, achieving their academic goals.
Excellent. How did you learn about goal mapping, Felix?
I registered as a student in 2005 to International Institute for Global Leadership. I got in level 2 and I got the book Goal Mapping by Brian Mayne, Turning Your Dreams into Reality. So that was how I got the goal mapping book. I got the goal mapping book and I read it. And since then, it has really helped me to achieve my goals. I started teaching young people, transferring knowledge about goal mapping. Then in 2017, I became a certified goal mapping facilitator. And just last week, I am now a goal mapping certified practitioner. I'm glad about this opportunity and I'm grateful to the creator of goal mapping, Brian Mayne.
Once you read that book, did you use goal mapping to set the goal of working with Brian and becoming a goal mapping practitioner?
You know, when I got the book, I read it and I contacted Brian and I said, I love this book and I want you to be my mentor. And from there, we started the conversation. I started teaching young people how to map their goals. And it just pushed me that since I've been teaching young people, transferring knowledge, that he would like me to become a goal mapping coach and facilitator. So that was how he gave me the scholarship. So then I got certified and I'm very happy about that.
So you took the initiative, you had the courage that many people don't have to reach out to an author of a book and say, I admire what you do and I want you to mentor me to do the same. That's very impressive and I think actually very courageous, because so often we don't think about taking that kind of initiative. I commend you for that, Felix.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with our guests in the few minutes we have remaining?
Once again, Kat, thank you very much for this opportunity. What I'm going to say to the listeners, I would like to tell everyone that whatever goals you dream, you can achieve. Believe me, you can achieve them. Whatever goals you have set for yourself, if it's big or small, whatever it is, try and make sure and go for it. Avoid procrastination, and I believe you will achieve your life goals. We have the Right Brain and the Left Brain worksheet online. Go to www.goalmapping.com. You'll get free templates. You can use that to map your goals. And you can also reach out to it anytime. And from the website, you get more information about goal mapping.
So if people go to www.goalmapping.com, is that the best way to reach you directly? Or is there another way that people can reach out to you directly for more information about your work or to have you assist them creating their own goal maps?
I'm also a coach. So if you go to www.goalmapping.com, you will find me. If you find a coach, you'll see me there. And if you want to find me, I'm also on LinkedIn, Felix Iziomo. I'm on Facebook, Felix Iziomo. I'm on Twitter at Felix Z. On Instagram is the organization I am using, icld.nig.com. So that's where you can find me.
Felix, I have been honored to be your friend for all these years, and I am so grateful that you are in my life and that you came to be with us today for this conversation. And thank you for that, and thank you for the beautiful work that you're doing in the world and the way that you're living your life.
Thank you once again, Kathleen, for having me. I'm glad, and I believe this message will go across everyone who is going to listen to this audio and to see how we can impact each other's life.
Thank you, Felix. To contact Felix directly and to utilize his goal mapping coaching services, email him at felixi@gmail.com. You can also go to online.goalmapping.com/coaches/Felix-Iziomo. Iziomo is spelled I-Z-I-O-M-O-H. For more information about his work with B-Flex Consultancy Limited, go to their Facebook page. To learn more about Felix's work with the International Center for Leadership Development Nigeria, go to icldng.org. You can also check out his profile on LinkedIn and find all of his books on Amazon. If you're enjoying co-creating peace, there are so many ways to help this podcast stay strong and live long. Choose one, choose several, and know that I am deeply grateful for your support in any form. Subscribe to Co-Creating Peace on your favorite podcast provider. Subscriptions improve podcast rankings. Share Co-Creating Peace with people in your life. Share the show on your platforms, tell your friends about it, and give Co-Creating Peace a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Become a patron of Co-Creating Peace by going to www.patreon.com/co-creating-peace. That's patreon.com/co-creating-peace with no hyphen in co-creating. Your sponsorship will go toward the production expenses of this podcast. Patrons pledging $10 or more per month will receive thank you gifts ranging from communication worksheets and workbooks to free communication coaching sessions with me and Co-Creating Peace t-shirts, coffee mugs, and tote bags. Contribute to the content of this podcast by sending me your requests for advice about conscious communication or conflict transformation. I will honor whatever level of confidentiality you want in my response. You can get a free 30-minute communication coaching session simply by coming on the show to talk about a communication challenge you're having. We can change the names of all involved, including you, to protect everyone's privacy. Trust me, any challenge you're having, others out there in the audience are also having. So you'll be helping them by working through your communication challenge with me. If you have ideas for episodes of this podcast or specific things you'd like to learn about conscious communication and conflict transformation, please send those to me too. Many episode topics and guests were suggested by listeners like you. The best way to reach me is to email me at owegon@bridgesofpeace.com. That's OWEEGON at bridgesofpeace.com. I love hearing from my listeners, and I want this show to have a direct and positive impact on your life. You'll be able to hear a new episode of Co-Creating Peace every weekend. This episode of Co-Creating Peace has been brought to you by the patrons who support Co-Creating Peace through Patreon.com and by Bridges of Peace, providing mediation, facilitation, training, and communication coaching services throughout the U.S. and around the world. Learn more about Bridges of Peace by visiting www.bridgesofpeace.com. Thank you for listening, and may you always find new ways to co-create peace in your life.